AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Dash cam video of a traffic stop in North Charleston, South Carolina, that led to the shooting death of a black motorist last Saturday by a white police officer has been released. In the video, you see patrolman Michael Slager approach the driver's side of the car and inform the driver, Walter Scott, why he was stopped.
Reason for the stop is your third brake light's out.
After the officer returned to his cruiser, Scott got out of his car and fled. The dash cam does not record the chase, which is out of view of the camera, but a bystander says he saw the officer controlling the black man on the ground before Walter Scott broke free and was shot in the back as he fled. Faden Santana, who shot the cell phone video, told NBC's Today Show he thought Scott was trying to avoid being tased.
Before the video, I saw that he was trying to get away of the taser. And his reaction was just, you know, to get away of the taser.
Mario Givens, another black man, says he was tased 2 years ago by the same officer for no good reason.
He was like, come out the house, I'm going to tase you. So I threw my hand up, and he still teased me. I come out the house. I didn't walk out the house. They didn't put me out the house. I fall out the house.
Givens says a complete investigation of excessive force could have prevented what happened to Walter Scott last Saturday, but he says Slager was cleared. The government's Highway Safety Agency may reopen an investigation of Jeep gas tanks that can rupture and cause fires and rear-end crashes. The 150th anniversary of the end of the Civil War was marked today at the same spot where Robert E. Lee surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant. Civil War reenactors retraced the steps of the two men as they entered the Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. This is AP Radio News. President Obama has wrapped up a visit to Jamaica and is now on his way to the summit of the Americas in Panama.
Wagwan, Jamaica!
The first U.S. president to visit in three decades, Obama stopped in Jamaica to talk energy and trade with Caribbean leaders and to snatch some island time.
Because I just like the vibe here.
No surprise then, his first stop was in Kingston's Bob Marley Museum. Even less of a surprise that, at a forum with college students, he was asked about marijuana.
Pushing forward on a decriminalization, legalization.
How did I anticipate this question?
His answer before flying off to a hemispheric summit here, right now he doesn't see Congress agreeing anytime soon. Mark Smith with the President, Panama City.
A third day of deliberations in the Fall River, Massachusetts murder trial of New England Patriots tight end Aaron Hernandez has ended without a verdict. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.